USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Now is not the time to travel. That's the latest message from the Centers of Disease Control asking Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. The CDC says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. There have been many questions about those vaccines and whether they're being rushed to the market. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that isn't an issue. According to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the speed with which these vaccines were developed is a testament to the technologies being used.
The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Weekly jobless claims took an unexpected leap on Thursday with 742,000 people filing for unemployment last week. That's a jump of more than 30,000 from the week before. The Department of Labor says that 20.3 million Americans were still claiming some form of unemployment assistance as of the end of October. As cases of coronavirus rise across the country, many school districts, including New York City's, are moving to virtual learning and shutting down in-class instruction. Something that CDC Director Robert Redfield says isn't supported by the data. At a press briefing Thursday, Redfield said it's important that schools stay open.
Using the data to make decisions in their communities, particularly as relates to K-12s and institutes of higher learning, these clearly, the data support that it's really important from a public health perspective, both from the pandemic as well as what you'll hear about in a minute, that these schools stay open.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One high-ranking Republican believes the American people will accept the results of the 2020 election once all the votes have been counted. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Americans will accept the presidential election results once all the votes are counted and recounts are finished.
Every legal vote should be counted, every recount should be finished, and every legal challenge should be heard, and the state should finish their work.
California Republicans saying there are still some election results outstanding.
We're still counting a number of congressional districts that are still out there that have not been called yet.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first set of data from the 2020 census may not be ready by its end-of-the-year deadline. The U.S. Census Bureau said Thursday that it's having to fix routine anomalies in the data, and that could cause them to miss their December 31st deadline. The latest state population counts are due then, data that's used to determine each state's share of congressional seats for the next decade. And the husband of actress Lori Loughlin has reported to prison for his role in a college admissions bribery scam. Fashion designer Massimo Giannulli reported to a federal prison in California Thursday to begin serving a 5-month sentence for his role in the scheme. His wife is currently serving a 2-month sentence. The couple was part of a scam that involved bribing college admissions officials to get undeserving teens into college with false test scores or fake athletic credentials. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.